What's going on, Building the Dream podcast family? It's been a little while, darn near a year. I'm sitting outside my mother and father's house, just thinking about some things. Been a crazy year in sports. The climate is definitely changing, and I find myself often asking, what's going on? What has happened? What's happening with youth sports? What's happening with sports in general? Where's the mindset going? Is sports wholesome anymore? Is it a team-oriented sport? Is it personal gain? So, the title of this segment is Little Me, Big We. Little Me, Big We. The little me is how it used to be. The big we is how it used to be. I remember growing up and playing from junior tackle to high school to college, and even the stints that I had slinging the rock with the guys that get paid to do it. And it wasn't long. It was camps here, there. And then being on the side of coaching in the big dance and watching guys that had the little me, big we attitude and watching guys that had the little we, big me attitude. And we're missing something. Coaches, parents, trainers, something is happening. And to pinpoint it or put your finger on it, I think we got to look in our backyards and start reassessing why we have our kids doing what they do. Been blessed to be around the game a long time with a lot of good quality people to be able to sow seed and talk and bounce things off of and mentor and get instruction, get purpose. Sometimes bust my chops when I wasn't doing something right. You need that, and we're missing that. The little me, it used to be that the team came first, and what the team needed, the individuals on the team did, and the team was strong. The team was crazy strong. The team played for each other. They played for a common goal. They played for a purpose, which was to represent the school, represent the neighborhood, represent the town, represent the community. And that's what it was about, you know, Friday Night Lights. Haven't been able to be in Texas for about 6 years and coach collegiate ball there and be able to scout high school football games and seeing just the pride in the city, whether it be Lufkin, Texas. Shout out Jamard Reed, Dez Bryant, and them Lufkin Panthers, where you go to the local burger shop and get a Lufkin a Panther burger. Everybody was purple and black, whole city, and they loved their Lufkin Panthers. Old school Fo High, shout out to Coach Dick Brewick and that machine that they had called the Fo High Steelers. I mean, the town literally was shut down and people would be in the stands, you know, 4,000 kids went to the school. So you're talking about Fontana shutting down with one-sided bleachers. And the city being behind those Fo High Steelers, and they had some really good teams, very good battles, hard fought in old school CBL. The Ernie Rogers, Nigel Clays, Malone, Snyders, Chrissy Bars, Curdy Bruicks, I forgot the quarterback's name. But always good battles. Always good battles. Robert Loya, Clay Hadabaugh, fellow Trojans. They played hard, and the city was behind them. Our community, Rubido High School, we're rolling. The city was behind them. The city was behind Riverside Poly. You had Riverside. Canyon Crest was on lock. Riverside Poly and the Mark Greens, Cheryl Millers, Reggie Millers, Josh Paxton's, Todd Burden's, rest in peace, Greg, tailback Greg that came out and passed away in high school. Always just solid Riverside Poly. And they played with the little me, big we mentality. Like I said before, something has been lost. It's no longer little me. It's little we, big me. And it's becoming a nightmare for recruiters, coaches, other high school coaches, college coaches. And it's making its way to the NFL. Sadly, you're seeing the shenanigans of some of these guys just act out, just act straight up, just stank and rank, because the stage is too small for them. Not understanding they're just a cog in a pond in the game, you know, a cog in the wheel, a pebble of sand on the beach. There is no Brown if there's not a Kenny Burrows, Lynn Swan, John Stallworth, a Jerry Rice, a John Taylor, Chris Collinsworth. You know, and all the great receivers that have came, Hines Ward. I mean, just phenomenal. Harold Carmichael, just phenomenal receivers. The Smurfs, you know, from the Washington Redskins. Art Monk and company. Drew Pearson. Old school. Right? Nowadays, it's about their show. They're amongst the team. And they're not playing for the team. They're playing for their individual gain. And it's convoluting the game. And it's sending the wrong message to our individuals that aren't understanding how to have wherewithal, perseverance, and build something. If it's not built, I don't want to be a part of it. That's kind of the mindset that's happening nowadays. Some of you may think, man, this dude's rambling. And what is he doing? Some people may think that. Some people may think that quite a bit. And I'm here to tell you, that's fine. Everybody has an opinion. However, I see it a lot. And it saddens me, really, because I love the game. I love to coach it. I love the kids. I love what it's done for me and my family, me and my life. I love the impact it's made. I love it. And I see that we're losing that. And it concerns me, because these young folks are more concerned about the Instagram likes and the Twitter handles and how their edits look, about the 9 quadrillion offers they may have, and their star chasing and paper chasing and stargazing, instead of putting in the work and not worrying about what happens when the dust settles. You'll find out what you're made of. Being able to be around some folks that had the little me, big we ideal, when you look back upon some of the great teams, that foundation is there. Little me, big we. 49ers of old under the Bartlows and that dynasty they had. Little me, big we. Rathman, Craig, Montana, my man Jeff Garcia, right? Jerry, Taylor, Big Dirty D's, Mark, Sherrard, Mike. Guys contributed to a great organization. They contributed to something great. Their individual efforts made the part great. It wasn't that the part was small and made them great. Their individual efforts made the 49ers a team to beat. Made the 49ers that squad to go get. Then Dallas, their efforts made that squad, you know, the team to get, because the individuals went out there and played die hard for each other. When you hear them talk, you listen to an NFL Hall of Fame speech, you listen to them speak, and they talk about their brothers, they talk about their teammates. They don't talk bad about their teammates, and if they did or they do, that stays in the locker room. It's a locker room business. Locker room business. Period, point blank in the story. And I think we play a part as educators, mentors, coaches, teachers, fathers, you name it. I think we play a part in getting that back. Otherwise, we're going to lose it. Otherwise, you have things like a guy retiring at halftime of an NFL game. Retiring at 27, 28 years old. I've had enough. I'm going to retire. I'm done making 2.3, 5.2, 8, 9 million, 300,000, 400. I'm done. Not because I can't, not because I want to do something else, but we get blowed out and I'm not really happy and you know, I'm going to shut it down. If I was a first round guy just a few years back and now I'm ready to be out. It's not how it was meant to be. And the more we pay attention to that and give credence and attention to that, the worse things will be. And you'll see the transfer portal open more. You'll see coaches get fired. You'll see the level of play dummy down and dilute. Because there's no reason to stay with it. If I can't have it immediately right now, if my likes ain't up, you know, I don't have enough likes in a day, or if people aren't retweeting my joint, if my edit is not fresh, I don't want to do it no more. It's no longer fun. If the coach isn't telling me how dynamite I am and I can't talk about how dynamite I am, and my crew and my posse and my entourage can't talk about how dynamite I am without hearing that maybe my dynamite isn't explosive I think it is, somebody has to coach you and get you right to get you where you want to be, which is to be great. And you don't come out the womb being great. And if I can't handle that, then I don't want to deal with it anymore. We've lost that. We've lost the little me, big we, and it's big me, little we now. So you might say, well, you know, what prompt is this? I've just been, you know, off season has been good to me and mine, and watching things and staying involved and staying focused on task at hand. Keep my ear to the street and just watching things. It's sad. It's sad. It's sickening. You got adults fighting at youth football games. I mean, fighting. You know, pulling guns, threatening, getting on the internet and going at each other's heads. I mean, you're somebody's dad. You know, they're because Johnny. Somebody said Johnny didn't do as good as dad or mom might have thought Johnny did at the event for 8-year-olds, for 9-year-olds, or 10-year-olds, or 12-year-olds, which doesn't mean a hill of beans right now. Because that guy will start listening to that madness and believe that it goes Jesus Christ and then him, when until he meets somebody else that hasn't heard of him and can care less. Because they know that they need to do what they need to do to get out of whatever situation they're in by way of A, academics, putting themselves in a position where they're academically sound and maintaining and obtaining the grade point average or the test scores that are needed to make them desirable. And then working their behinds off in the weight room and off season and on the field that warrants somebody spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $30,000, $40,000, whatever it may be, reducing your final cost to go to school. That person exists out there, and he's out there eating right now. He's out there grinding, and it's not for anything. He don't have any stars. He don't care about stars. The only stars he sees are the stars of dizziness when he's pushed himself to the limit. And then he comes into college, and he's a savage. Because he knows what it's like to be hungry when nobody's telling him how good he is. Because the same people that are telling you how awesome you are going to be the same people that tell you you stink. when it doesn't happen the way they want it to happen. And we're not giving that to our young men to be able to make it. These individuals playing the game, we're not giving that to them. Instead, we're feeding them how stone cold they are. And there's nobody better. But it's amazing. Each year, somebody's better than the guy that was the hot stuff last year. The hot sauce last year. And there'll be another guy and another guy and another guy. Little me, big we. Little me says, I care about you getting yours before I care about me getting mine, because I'm riding for you. I'm going to make sure I'm doing my job to the best of my ability. And I'm not even talking about football. I'm going to do my job while the foundation is built by being in a team environment. You understand the importance of teamwork. But the cleats will come off. They come off for everybody. And if you're blessed, they'll come off at the age of 23 or 30 or 31, whatever the case may be. If you're blessed and the stars are aligned and the Lord has it for you and you've done what you're supposed to do, and even then, you got to work. They're going to come off. And when they do, you got to be employable. I have not seen too many big me's, little we's be employable, because they're not coachable. But I've seen a whole bunch of little me, big we's do big things with football, outside of football, in football. I've seen it wholeheartedly. And I'm just saying, all of us out there that are involved in this thing, let's get it back. Let's get the coalition together. Let's start getting our kids with the right mindset. How to work, how to grind, how to deliver, how to produce, how to fight, how to persevere, how to hold fast, how to be a little bit more humble, how to take coaching. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with college coaches, NFL coaches, myself as a college coach, NFL coach, that the decisions had nothing to do. In some cases, they were some super duper athletes. But you know what? I was not risking my livelihood and feeding mine based on the big me, little we projection I got from them. I couldn't do it. I might have missed, might not have. But I know I can go to bed at night knowing that whenever time something came up, I could stand in front of the person I was working for and be completely, completely, completely convicted in my stance to be right for the right cause, that is. With assurance and garnishing and earning, the trust of my employer, my coordinator, my head coach. I'm not going to put them in a position where they're getting fired. Because it's not a game. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. It's not a game. That U-Haul in front of your house is not a game. Especially when you have nothing to do with it. And it's based on a person with the big me, little we mentality. So let's get it back, people. This has been the man, Coach Burns. Thought I'd drop a little bit. Had a little time. Thought I'd drop a little bit of information. And just kind of what was on my mind concerning the nature of this game right now and what we're doing. Until next time, Coach Burns, building a dream. Talk to you.